Hey.
Good to see you. Have a seat, okay?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. Always good to see you. I'm going to read a verse here. This is from the Old Testament. It comes right after the book of Proverbs. And it's a really hard word to say. It's Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes.
Oh, easy. Have you said it before? Not that you know, unless you said the books of the Bible, right? Well, I'm going to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's chapter 4, verse 12. Listen to this scripture. Here it is. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Everybody's going, what's this about? Let me show you. All right. I'm very much opposed to what I'm about to do, okay? I mean, I don't like doing it. I rarely ever do it. It really irritates me when other people do it. But I'm going to show you this, okay? And I don't want you doing this at home, all right? Everybody understand that? Okay. I have here a pencil, all right? And this is a shorter pencil, and the eraser is just about gone. But I don't believe in breaking pencils. I usually use a pencil. This could be 20 years old. I don't know how old it is. But we save our pencils, and we whittle them down until there's just about nothing left, you know? But today we're going to do something. Who thinks they're pretty strong here? Who's pretty strong? Think you're pretty strong? I would like you to... I give you permission to break this pencil. I know it's not something that I mean, oh no, people are thinking, do not break pencils. That's like wasting things. But I give you permission to break it. Just with your hands, like that. Yeah, I hear it cracking.
Ah! I want to try.
Oh, she's almost got it. Just try a little harder.
I
want to try. Not quite. Well, good.
Can you do it?
Let's let her sister try. Try. Go ahead, Lucy. She did. Oh, I'm so glad you can't break pencils. Is there somebody else you want to try, Leo? You try breaking it. Remember, you don't do this at home. He got it. No, just kidding. Okay. Anybody else want to try? This is, I may have to turn to my wife to break this.
We might break the pencil front off.
I think that I can.
I'll try. Here you go.
I think we might break the
You want to try one more time? Or we're going to let him try. I'm so glad. Oh, she broke the pencil. Very good. She shows everybody. All right. Well, tell you what, we're not going to break any more single pencils like that, but I want to try something else. We just heard this verse. The verse said, Ecclesiastes 4:12. Listen up. Look at me right here. Look at me. Everybody look at me. Have a seat, okay? Can you sit down? Here we go. Good. Here's the verse. Again, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Now, I didn't bring any strands, cords, or anything like that. I did bring some more pencils. Now, these are bound together. There's not one pencil, but there's three. Who thinks they can break it? Let's try here first. Was a lot easier, and even though you struggled with that one, okay, let's go over here. Have a seat again. You try. You want to try breaking it? Let's see him try. You try breaking. It's really hard, isn't it? If he did get it, I'd be quite surprised. You want to try? Is it? You can do it after him. Arr, yeah. Nice sound effects. He's got a Superman shirt on, too. That's a nice try. Well, no. This is the last time. If anybody else wants to try, we can do it, but it's pretty tough. We know you could do one pencil.
I want to try.
No. All right? No. I think everybody got a chance at that, didn't they? You didn't? You try again. There's a technique they could do. I'm not going to tell you what it is, which they could probably do it. But
I think that I know.
Here we go.
I think that I know.
Okay. Time's up. Now, what we see here is we see that three of them together are much stronger, aren't they? Remember that? A strand of three cords is not quickly broken. It doesn't mean it can't be broken, but it's going to be a lot harder to try and break it. Let me read that to you again. cord of three strands is not quickly broken. It's a lot stronger. So this is a verse that's often used in weddings and so on like this. Because if you have three things together, it's implying maybe like a husband, a wife, and God. It's going to be very strong. And that's the way we know it is for sure, too, in our life. That everybody watching me, come here. Come on around here. I'm going to show you something else I have, too. I brought, just in case you broke those three, I had another one with five pencils.
Give me it.
No
give
way.
Me
it. Nope. If you can't break three, you're not breaking five. So, hey, this is a reminder that when we have God in our life, when we work with, you want to hold one? When we work with God in our life, wait, you have to listen, too, though. I'm letting them use that. When we listen, when we have God in our life, I guarantee you we'll be stronger. We're going to be stronger because He is the strongest, right? He loves the most perfectly. He blesses. He takes care of us. He's with us always. Thank you. I'll take it back. Hey, a strand of three cords is not quickly broken. God with us is better than any other situation we can have in our life. And we pray that for husband and wife, of course, but we also pray it for ourselves and family. Ready to pray? Let's pray. I'll take it. Thank you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. And thank you that you tell us a cord of three strands is not quickly broken, nor a bunch of pencils bound together. Remind us that you're with us and that we are always stronger with you. Help us not to rely on our own strength, but rely on your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.